This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to 30 Minutes with GSW this morning. I'll be speaking with us on the topic, Building Godly Reputation. Building a Godly Reputation. In the middle of the night, I was praying. I began to realize that the Lord was showing me myself in my evolution with Him and my walk with Him over the years. And as He was revealing myself to me, He was talking to me about me being an assessment. The Lord said to me, He said, some of the testimonies that came yesterday didn't happen because you are here. They happened before you got here. And I said, how? He said, because I have built for you a reputation, and demons recognize reputation. If you look at scripture, you see how demons told the sons of Sceva that they know Jesus and they know Paul. They didn't know them by the flesh. They knew them by reputation. Reputation is the sum total of how people perceive you over the course of many years of knowing you. It is what they can, if they say they should sum you up, it is what they can say about you. But reputation, like other good things, has to be deliberately built. It has to be deliberately built. Built in such a manner that you will know by yourself that, oh, I am deliberately building this reputation so that when people would sum me up, when they would say five words about so and so, and those words would be across board, not anybody's opinion now, across board. What are the general five things, or 10 things, or 2 things, or 1 thing people can say about you? Some have good reputations. Some have a reputation for notoriety. Some people have a reputation for being telltale. People will say, oh, don't mention your matter before so and so. Once you say it to the person, it will go all over the world. Some people have a reputation for being hospitable. People will say, if you talk to this person, in fact, even if she does not have, she would go and borrow to give you. She is such a person that over the years we've seen that she does not discriminate, she loves, and she's a cheerful giver. People will say, if you go to him to ask for anything, he will give you. But just know that after he has given unto you, the place you will hear about the matter will be South Africa, or where the matter will go will be to the ends of the earth, because he will never keep quiet about being a blessing to you. So people have a reputation for being stingy. People would say to you, ask them, they will say, that person is good, but she can never give anybody a dime of her money, or she can never, she's not hospitable, she's not welcoming, she likes money too much. And people have reputation as thieves. In fact, in the Bible, we described a whole tribe of people as liars. Liars. We know how the reputation of the Berean Christian was written in just one line of scripture. Till tomorrow, we refer to the Berean Christians as those who received the word and verify it by checking the scriptures. Reputation. We know that the reputation of Demas was that he loved the world, even though later he reconciled with Apostle Paul. We check the book of Philemon. reconciled with Apostle Paul, and he found his way back to the faith. But the reputation they had with all the apostles that they loved the world and he has left. What is your reputation? How will people sum you up? What will people say about you? What is God saying about you? What is God saying about you? How is the kingdom of light seeing you? How is the kingdom of darkness seeing you? It is very important to have a good reputation. Reputation can open doors. Reputations have opened doors before. That somebody will just mention somebody's name. I remember somebody wanted to work at a bank, Afribank, some years ago. And the person just got there and they saw the CV and they saw the surname and they said, "Ah, are you so and so's son?" He said, "Yes." But based on his reputation, you are getting this job. They didn't even bother to interview anymore because of the man's behavior and the summation that they have for his name. A reputation can get you out of a jam. Not name throwing. Yeah, so people will say, "Do you know my father is?" You are depending on somebody else's reputation when you say that. You are talking about your own reputation. What is your own reputation? Can I depend on your reputation? Can I say, my friend is so-and-so? And somebody will say, "Wow, if you can be a friend to such a person, then, wow, I know the kind of person you are." When people are talking about you when you are not there, oftentimes they are discussing your reputation. If they know you, if you see three or four people agree about you on some matter, it means that's a reputation. So when two or three or four people are talking, and all of them said, if you offend her, he would never forgive. And one person said it, two persons said it, three people said it, four persons said it, five people said it, that is you. That is you. And reputations stick, but you can change them. Reputation does not have to be what you have made it from the beginning. Reputation can always change. It takes some time to change reputation, and then sometimes you have to change the people also. But I learned about changing reputation 3 years ago. I had some friends in my teenage years when I was in a boarding school, with whom I had a certain kind of reputation. Till tomorrow, I believe some of them just started changing their reputation recently. They never could see me as anything else because the reputation was so strong in their mind. And so when I tell you that, I didn't want to be that personality anymore. I didn't want to be it. It wasn't a bodily enough personality. It wasn't respectable. Among young men, teenagers, it could be a little bit of praise here, but you know that this is not how I want people to see me. I changed. It did it deliberately. I did a submission of my work. Do this. What are people saying? I gathered data. And they say, he's a rough diamond. He's brilliant, but he has this. He's brilliant, but he's using his brilliance for that. And I realized that the reputation cut across board from home to school. And I said, I'm not able to see me in this life anymore. Because you know the problem with the reputation. Sometimes you are not the one that is guilty of something. Somebody can use your reputation to hurt you. I'll give you an example. One day I woke up, years ago, maybe I was in SS2, I woke up in the house and my dad came to knock on my door and my dad said to me, I know that you are the one that took my 17,000 naira. I didn't say you stole it all. I know you helped me to keep it. Can you please? I'm going out now. Return it before I come back. I will just leave the house for you so that they can help me return it to my room. And then I will just pretend as if my banker has delivered. And I knew nothing about this thing. Oh, hey, I knew nothing. Like, I knew nothing. It was like waking up to a soccer punch. I sat up and I was like, really? What is he talking about? Until tomorrow, he didn't believe that I wasn't the one that spent that money. Because before then, anytime I have a misunderstanding with him, I just tell him, your money will suffer for it. And I'm not joking. I realized that somebody that is smarter than me have taken advantage of that my reputation. So carry my father 17K. It will be a one of his children, one of us. But then the person has successfully pinned it on me based on my reputation. So you get the logic now how somebody can use their reputation to hurt you. The same way your reputation can be a blessing to somebody. Some years later, after this incident with my father, I was at the Polytechnic Ibadan, Eruwa campus. I went there to see my girlfriend. While I was there, I got broke. And the guy said to me, "Ha, your reputation has preceded you. We know you are quite intelligent. Can you help me with my paper, GNS 2-3, whatever? You are from UI, you should be able to cope. I'm going to fail the course. Can you help me?" And in those days, I wasn't born again. I was just misbehaving my life. "So yeah, you're going to pay." He said, "Oh, you'll pay me." I got paid well. And so the next day, I went to the exam hall to write this paper for him. I got there, and one of the invigilators was my father's friend. Those days in my typical style, I'll write an exam in 15 minutes. I'll write the exam. Before you begin to check ID cards, I will have submitted. There is no way under the heaven that I'll write a 3-hour exam in 3 hours or in 40 minutes. It's not possible. Once I read the question, I answer the question, I'll get out. So before you even say you want to check papers, whatever I've submitted, I'm out. So I submitted. I was all my ears. The man called, just not called by my real name because my ID card was not mine. The man said, "Ah, I was looking at you. You are so and so son." He said, "Don't do this again." Then I glad I saw you, I do, but I just decided to learn because of your father. So I was like, I could have gotten into soap there. I escaped it. That was the reputation I didn't want to have anymore. I didn't want to have that reputation. So I said, I'm going to change it. I was going to change it. But how do I change it? Deliberately took stock. This is a negative reputation. People believing that you are on the negative side of the law, or you are always working on in that line, find that fine line that they can never tell where you will fall. And somebody calling you a rough diamond, one of our lecturers will say, "You're a rough diamond, you're so intelligent, but you use that intelligence to try and outwit people. And that makes you more like Jacob, you know, cunning. Intelligence is supposed to be striking. It's supposed to be clean and neat. You know, when you are smart and it is neat, you are intelligent. When you are smart and it is not neat, you are cunning. Both of them are smartness, but one is negative, the other is positive." And I never forgot how that man described me, because at that time, it was so apt. When I got into another union, everybody that knew me before with a kind of reputation, I just stopped relating with them. The new people that are getting to know me, I began to relate to them in a new way. was clean, I was clear. But when I had given my life to Christ, so it was deliberate because I didn't want the past to cross over into my present. I wanted the past to stay where it was. And I wanted to start in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. When people would talk about me, I wanted them to begin to say, oh, he's a child of God. I wanted them to say, oh, he's generous. I wanted them to say, oh, he's bright, he's intelligent, that's a good future. Those who they speak of like that, they didn't have two heads. It was as a result of the cumulative behavioral experiences and interaction of people with them that people came to that conclusion. So where once I had a reputation for, oh, this, I said, no, I want to change it. I don't want people seeing me in this light. It is not a good thing for people to know you to be stingy. The bad thing. A terrible thing. Somebody want to help you. You know? A stingy person does not get help. They have to work hard for everything. Heaven is not generous to all the stingy person. You know what the Bible said about stingy people? The Bible said that when somebody is stingy, that is somebody who gathers, but he doesn't have enough. He said, but the one who scatters, he said he has everything. So again, the reputation for being a tail bearer, say, ah, somebody talks too much, pro, 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 pro. It's a terrible reputation. He said, oh, it's like a house without walls. Like a house without walls. That if you talk to this person, you cannot trust his discretion, you cannot trust his this, you cannot trust his that. Again, a reputation. And that's how you grow. Once you get stuck with it and you are not deliberate about changing it, you find yourself defined by it. Everybody relates with us based on reputation. I'm telling you, everybody. If I see somebody who has a lot of words, who cannot give results, every time the person is talking to me, I will listen, but I know that I have to find my solution elsewhere. But since somebody who doesn't talk much, but will deliver results, I know that all I have to do is give the person one instruction and the matter will be sorted. I don't have to call twice. And all of us know these people in our lives, how we have categorized them by reputation. We know that we manage information with people based on their reputation with us, but we don't think of ourselves and the reputation people have about us. Do people see you as a weak person? Do they see you as somebody who is firm? Are you a pushover? I was discussing with a woman recently who has a reputation for being soft. And I said, this woman would think is that, hey, I'm just being a Christian. I said that Christianity is, it will ruin people's lives. A Christian that does not know how to affirm, how to stand strong and say, no, this is not how to live your life. No, that you stand for something. So you scatter for everything. Over the years, our own children began to behave to her in such a way that they know she's not a worthy leader. Because they know she's weak. She has developed that reputation, she couldn't change it. And so if she talks, her children don't listen to her. She's not firm enough for them to follow. You have to introspect and look at your reputation. What is your reputation among your friends? What's your reputation in church? What's your reputation in your office? What is your reputation in your community? How do people perceive you? Right? How do they see you? How do they talk to you? How do they relate to you? No, talent is good. But talent is not what you build your reputation. You can be a good singer or a good teacher of the word. But then, reputation is about your character. People will say, oh, we acknowledge that that she has a good voice. I remember how disappointed I was when one of the supposedly American singers overdosed on drugs and people said, oh, she has been on drugs for years. And I was so disappointed. Because I loved her song, and I was like, wow, and they knew her. Her reputation among them was that she was a druggie, but that she also has talent. So, whenever she sings, they praise God for her. But they know that she will soon go back to her unstable druggy lifestyle. Be deliberate about building a good reputation. Be deliberate about it. Do it by yourself. If you assess, you will see. If you assess, if you take an assessment, you will see where you needed to adjust. Not so that you can be forming good Christian. No, this is, I definitely didn't want this to be like a religious thing. There are some Christians that even Muslims have better reputation than them when it comes to business. In Nigeria, for example, there was a few months ago, the dollar went to a certain amount of money. I was so disappointed in Christians. I didn't say anything about it. There's a way I just felt, let me just leave it. Because everybody said, we are responding to the economy. And then people started hiking up their prices. Hey, they do know what it means to be a Christian. In that time of famine, you are supposed to be the one feeding the nation. They didn't know. They thought, no, I will not be foolish. If dollar is 7,500, I will not sell my own goods at 200 naira. No, even though I bought them at 100 naira and I put 100 naira profit, I'm going to take it to 1,000. That is the thinking of poor people. No, that is not how a Christian should think. A Christian knows that he's dealing with the world. It is dealing with the world. It's not to take advantage of the world, but to show the world the right way to live. So when some people talk about them from petrol stations in Nigeria, they will say, Bovas! Ah, Bovas! They will write threats about Bovas! 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 Bovas is owned by the Samsons. And they are good Christians. Very awesome Christians. We used to be neighbors. Good Christians. And their children, Lord, are so settled because the way they would do this, they develop the reputation for stage for good, for sportsmanship in business. People will say, if you can't buy from NPC, buy from Bovan. They will have word of mouth. Why? Because of their reputation. The same way certain people will say, if you go there, they'll just sell hair for you. They'll just sell hair for you. Reputation. And you're forcing to do better. If you have a reputation as somebody who does not deliver, start delivering. If you have a reputation as a lazy person, stop being lazy. I'm telling you, stop being lazy. Don't keep giving excuses. Some people will test their reputation. Excuse magnets. Everything is about somebody else did it. Somebody else did it. I wanted to do it. I just couldn't get it off. I'm so sorry. At the point of sorry, we make no more sense. Because you have become a sorry magnet, sorry machine. You're always sorry for everything because you couldn't deliver on anything. Come on. Don't be like that. Character is a pivotal part of who you are. And this has nothing to do with Christianity or any religion. It's about defining yourself. Who am I? Imagine that there will be a man at the ministry, will have an event. People know that when we have an event, we'll eat, we'll feast, we would celebrate people. We'll do it. We are from day one. We've always been very, very, very Christian in the way we deal with people, in the way we treat people. I've always told people, there was a time when I would take people on the journey. God said, buy a bus. Don't put them in public bus. I bought a bus. Because I didn't want Christians who are with me to go through any form of hardship. When we got the bus, the AC was bad. I kept repairing the AC, kept spending money. I wouldn't want Christians to suffer around me. I want them to know that they have heaven on earth. You should value people. It's a reputation you should convert. That people should know that even if they are in their homes, they are suffering or they are going through their own life challenges. When people come around, when they come into your space, they should know that when I get into GSW space, I will have rest, I will eat, I will drink, I'll be able to talk, I will be appreciated, I will not be looked down on, I will not be treated as if I'm just being used. You know, that is the kind of reputation you should covet. You should think of it. If you are organizing an event, you should think of the welfare of people. Their welfare. Those people can't come for your event and there's no water, there's no food. That's a bad reputation to have. You should never, ever allow anybody to speak about you in such a light as a Christian. Okay, they came all the way. People came from all over the world. And then we got there, we did the whatever, and then we were told to be going home. Hey! That's so unlike Jesus. Jesus said, feed them! It's a reputation you must have. A good reputation. All these things, they build up to your profile. How people see you. How they weigh you. How they talk about you when you are not there. The kind of comments, it is not good enough for people to say, oh, she's talented, but she's a flat, or she's talented, or he's talented, but he's a liar, or, oh, yeah, he's a gifted young man, but he has anger issues. Hey! No, 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 no. No! This has nothing. You will not miss everyone. So this is not a question of, oh, yeah, is this if you are going to hell? I don't threaten people with hell. You are born again Christians. Your reputation, however, is important in your dealings with men. Even spiritually, though, I told you at the beginning, even demons, they know us by reputation. They know me by reputation. They know me by reputation. If I go to a place, they know. They know. There are some miracles that when I stand, they just happen. And the reason is simple. Because over the years, reputation has been built. And so demons recognize that these ones, we can't tussle with him. Let's just be going. It is reputation. Please work on your reputation. Everyone will talk about you, especially when people are around me or they're around other Christians and they're talking about you or they're giving a summary or a sum of you and they're saying this. Let the testimony of the same about you. Let it be the best that can be. The best, not quarter to best or 50%. No, no, no. Let it be the absolute best. Let it be. Do it. When people talk about it, let them say it. That in all of God's way in which he verifies a man, that you are verified as somebody that has Christ in you and that treats the people of God very well. Develop a reputation. If the reputation is not so good, change it. I mean it. We begin to be around people that can tell you the truth about how to help you change your reputation. So you said, how am I doing it? Yeah, you're not doing so well. Oh, okay. What do I do better? Then you begin to deliberately put that to work until you see that your reputation begins to get better. A good reputation does not hurt any man or any woman. A bad reputation, however, is a problem for your children too, if you don't know. A good name, that's what the Bible says, is better than riches. What you mean by that is a good reputation is better. When they hear the name of your children, when they hear your name, your children bear your name, they will say, which Samuel is your own? There's only one. You are bearing that son. Come. You will not sit down there. Come and sit in front here. What do you want? No, no, no. You don't have to pay anything you want. Why? Reputation. It goes a long way to help your children and those that are coming behind you. I'm praying for you this morning as you go to your churches and as you look at your life and you revamp, that you begin to build reputation the right way. That if there are things that you need to work on, the Lord will open your eyes to see them so that you can correct them. That when people are talking about you, your reputation, even in hell, shall be that you are a Christian full of light and that your light is such that none can quench it. I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that it is well with you. That you are a miracle worker. You walk in signs, you walk in wonders, and that your reputation among the saints is holy and godly. Thank you, Father, for this is done. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If you are blessed, please unmute and shout, glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.